right through it. Didn't feel a thing.
Yeah, they asked, did you feel it? I don't know what time. I said like around 10:30. Whitman Plantation is lights out by 8:30.
Comaville, right?
There's nobody awake after that except the dogs.
Comaville. Yeah, we got up and Jennifer always, we walk in the kitchen and Jennifer always checks her, you know, overnight fibers from Rachel in Tbilisi, Georgia. And she had earthquake warning notices. And that's one thing I forgot to ask Lee Allison, Arizona State geologist, when we had him on at 7:30 this morning. He is talking about the fact that we've only had a statewide network of sensors just for the last 8 years. You know, there can be like a puff of breeze in Eloy that kicks up one dust devil, and my phone lights up that there's a massive haboob on its way.
You thinking they need to up in their game on the seismic sensors?
Well, I'm thinking maybe when there's an earthquake like that, there ought to be like, you ought to get hit like with a weather warning. You know, earthquake registered, Black Canyon City, 1109, you know, 5.3 Richter scale.
I'm sure.
4.1.
I'm sure that will be coming soon.
Well, because then we had people asking their questions in their head all night long. Am I going nuts? Do I need to go to the hospital? Should I check my, was I having a stroke?
You know, it was about 08 or 09 that the last one I remember hitting that Arizona could feel it. And I had some sliding glass closet doors.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had the bottom anchor yet, and I was still in the building process. So they're just free floating.
Yes,
okay. And I'm walking through the house, and I got dizzy all of a sudden. I'm like, blood moved to my head. And then all of a sudden, I heard doors moving in the home, and I looked around. I go back there, and sure enough, in the bedroom, both bedrooms had the closet doors.
Bypass like, sliding doors
are
rocking.
What is going on? I looked around for about 5 minutes, couldn't find anything. I thought nothing else about it until I saw the news the next day talking about the earthquake. Oh! That was it.
Well, we've got a couple people here who want to tell their earthquake experience story here at Rosie on the House. You can too as well at 1-888-767-4348. Or if you've got a home improvement project you'd like to talk about, give us a ring and we'll put our remodeling and home building experience to work for you at your house.
I was in my Integra block home. I didn't worry about it.
You were all set.
I was all fine.
You were
but
all
let's
set.
See what Craig's experience was.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Super fantabulous.
Excellent. Well, we're in Ahwatukee, and I was like pretty shocked. It went all the way through South Mountain. I felt in Ahwatukee. Now our bed and our bedroom is in. We've got one of those window bump outs.
Okay.
And we've got the bed like right up in there against us. So when you're in bed, you're kind of surrounded by all the windows.
Okay.
And you're up against the wall, kind of. So
cool.
That might be a unique situation, but. My wife was asleep. I was awake. I was watching her Kansas City Royals. She's a good old Kansas City girl. Win World Series, and I was watching all the post game stuff. So I was awake for that later, that second one, and that's when we felt it. I mean, she woke up right away, going, "Hey, that's an earthquake!"
Wow.
And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" What I felt was, I didn't necessarily feel the bed, but I felt like the vibrations of the wall, and I could just feel it start from the floor and go this like really heavy vibration go all the way up the wall, and like to the point where I looked over and I could kind of feel it and track it up the wall to the top of the top of the ceiling. And I was like, holy crap, what was that? And she's like, I'm telling you, it's an earthquake, I'm telling you. And I'm like, oh, hey, you fell asleep. The Royals won the World Series. Oh, okay, good. But that was an earthquake. And I'm like, but the World Series. So I was like, no, that was a big truck or something went by. She's like, at this time of night? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
So shook all the way through the alluvial soils of the Valley of the Sun, through South Mountain, and reached all the way to Ahwatukee. The geologist we had on earlier this morning said 3/4 of the population of Arizona lived within a realm of that were influenced by that earthquake. That's just 3.5-4 million people.
That was a great story, Craig. I'm glad your team won the World Series. One more quick story before bottom of the hour news. Steven, go ahead. You were in Black Canyon City.
In Black Canyon. You were ground zero, buddy.
I was. Well, that night, my parents just bought the River's Edge RV park that's up there. and we had some family coming in and staying that are from Washington, and they have an RV, so we put them up in a spot.
Steven, I'm going to ask you to hold your thought there because we're going to push up against a break here. And since you were at Ground Zero, and you were the closest person I know to Castle Hot Springs, and you were probably responsible for saving all those Jack Daniel pecan pies from being shook up and mixed up with pumpkin pie.
Ugh. At Rock Springs.
What did I say?
Castle Hot Springs.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be back, y'all. More at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned.